Well, when we started it, I ended up doing a lot of different jobs. I don't even remember how many years I was involved in the organization. It was way too many. I did a bunch of different things and just got to the point where I sort of felt like the organization was me, and I got really, really burned out. So finally one year I left, and it was a little bittersweet. I was terrified that the organization was going to fail because for some reason my ego had just gotten humongous, I guess. So the really, really exciting thing for me was not only did it not fail, but it got like way stronger once I left. So it's like good and bad, but I'm really, really proud. Yeah, I think we can all say that, but I was very, very proud of that, very excited to see that happen.
Well, I'm proud of this, that we're all here tonight. And, you know, obviously there's a strong community here that I don't think had recognized itself and been recognized. I think Richmond, because of the James River Riders and all the programming now and everybody coming out, is really the place that people think about around the state to come for literary events. And I think we've become a center. And not only that, I think that the writers and editors that we've had come into town from New York and all over the country absolutely have a great time here. They feel like we have the best writers conference, that it's very collegial. They leave with a great feeling, and they want to come back. I mean, Hampton Sides is coming back because he had such a great time last time he was here. Warren St. John, another writer, was here today at St. Catharines, and he's been back. But I think they really feel a vibrancy here. I see no reason why Richmond couldn't be like an Austin, Texas, or a Seattle, you know, where stuff's really happening, and I think it is. So I'm really proud of that, and I'm really proud of the way that the organization has carried on, too, the people who've picked up the ball and, yeah, made the events better and lasting, and it's you know, it's been really a wonderful experience.
You know, I imagine if you asked Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or anybody else who would bear the... This is Phaedra's ego speaking. But no, just the notion of a founder, and if you asked them to come back, I mean, it may sound like a quibble, but I don't think that they would be proud of how America's grown. I don't think they would say, oh, I'm proud of how big it's gotten, or how many people it serves, or it's sea to shining sea. I like to think that somebody like Washington or Jefferson or Adams would come back and they'd say, the principles we enunciated early on of freedom, and liberté and égalité and those things. I like to think that they would be proudest of that. And then the execution of those principles underlies the growth, underlies the fact that the world does turn to America as a shining beacon of liberty and freedom and those notions. Bringing it down to a micro level to the JRW. Yes, you're wondering where this is going, but I can remember from day one, that we were all at each other's side with some others, Howard Owen, Ann McMillan, David Lawrence, Tom DeHaven, Dennis Danvers. There are a lot of people who aren't on the stage and whose hands are in this organization. And we had a lot of talks about, were we going to serve this constituency or that constituency? What would our name be? Where James River Riders Dean named this organization sitting at Phaedra's table at one meeting. What I'm proudest of is the principles that we articulated. We knew you were here. But we guessed that if we were here, that you must be here as well. The aspirant writers, the people who want it and are striving so hard for it. And then we formed in our heads an organization. And what I'm proudest of is that, without exception, everything we thought we wanted JRW to be, we've handed off to Constance Costas and Ginny Pye and Catherine Kettlewell and next Lee Gimple. And we've handed these things off from me to Phaedra to Dean on through this catalog of really excellent leaders. And without exception, not a one of them has fumbled that original vision that I think the three of us were maybe perhaps key in articulating.